Welcome to the Vinyasa Chick podcast, just for today, where we talk about something for just today. On today's episode, we are doing a mini episode, and we're going to call this Hardwiring Your Brain for Gladness. And I have to do a credit because this is not my own creation, but is borrowed. I've got my own spin on it, but I heard this first from Tara Brock's podcast. I'll put a link to her episode in the show notes. But what she talks about in the episode is how remembering something that you're grateful for is kind of half of the equation. But in order to hardwire our brain to be programmed to feel more positive and create more positive experiences through our everyday happenings, is we have to take some time at the end of each day and recall upon an event that we felt grateful that we had, maybe a joyful exchange, just maybe something where you felt peace or at ease, and then kind of reliving that experience, putting ourselves right back into that moment. And what it does in your brain is you're calling upon a past experience and bringing it in to a present moment emotion of recollection. And what that does for your brain is kind of, it's this little hardwiring thing, and we sort of bridge that gap. And then what that means is, on an evolutionary level, we had to remember the negative experiences to keep us safe. That berry makes me sick. That's a negative thing. I have to remember that. So from the get-go, we're already kind of programmed to only remember the bad stuff. It's easier to our brain because that's how we learn. But the extra effort of hardwiring for gladness, I think, is so important. So it's something I started doing for about a month in my classes, and people really loved it. And I'm going to give it to you here now so you can use this to help you start this practice for yourself. Maybe it's an evening thing that you do, and you can just listen to this audio again if you forget how to do it. So we'll go ahead and get started. And it helps if you're in kind of a meditation position, whether that's sitting upright in a chair, finding a long spine, or sitting on the floor. But you want to have a tall spine, an open heart. That body language puts our brain on pay attention mode already. So go ahead, find a comfortable seat, or get more comfortable with how you are sitting now. And if it's available to you, maybe even close the eyes. It helps us focus, draws the senses inward. And just take some deep breaths in and then out. Long breath in and then a slow exhale. And once more, again, in and then out. And then find a natural rhythm of your breath that isn't distracting for you. And as you're breathing here, you might be distracted by any sounds or feelings that might be coming up. Just acknowledge that that's present, and then just put it aside for now. Just set it down. We'll get to that later. And do that for as many times as you need until you're able to just be right here on the breath, noticing your spine, noticing the heart. And then once you're in that place, recall from your day. And depending on the time of day, you know, maybe it happened yesterday, but just recall something recently where you felt joyful, you felt glad, you were grateful that you had the moment. Maybe you just even felt peaceful or at ease. Scan your brain and come back to that moment. Take your time. And then once you've found that moment, do a body scan and notice where in your body you felt that emotion or that sensation. I felt joyful in my heart. I felt at calm in my mind. I felt love in my chest. So notice in the body where you felt that experience. Now that you've recalled that, put yourself as if you were in that moment that you've got on your mind, if you were in it again, right here and right now. You're back in that place. You're feeling that emotion, that sensation, exactly how you felt it the first time. And allow yourself to stay right here as if you were reliving that experience for the next 30 seconds to a minute. Soaking it all in, allowing yourself to experience it again this time. And then take a moment here and just be really grateful that you had that experience. I'm grateful that I had this moment. And then we'll start to bring ourselves back. So take a deep breath in and then a long breath out. And as you're ready, softly begin to open the eyes. And then you can do that for as many times, maybe as many moments as you have throughout your day. And if it's just one day, I've got this thing, then that's great. But see if you can do that for a couple days in a row and just see how your attitude and your mind starts to shift. See if you're able to create more moments where you are grateful. Ultimately, our goal with that is to be able to stop and notice when we're having a gratitude moment rather than recalling on it, right? So thanks so much for listening today, you guys, and I hope that you enjoyed this clip on hardwiring your brain for gladness, for happiness, for joy. As always, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Namaste.